Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
What a beautiful sport. Thank the good Lord for bringing us out here today and let us get away for a win.
Stephon Diggs continues his big night. 100 yards, more than he's had in the last three games combined.
It's a great team we played, and just glad we got it done this week.
May taking a deep shot. Downfield, towards Williams. He brought it in. That's a touchdown. That is Kyle Williams.
I saw the ball, man. I knew the opportunity was for us. And so.
Chase down, knocked out. Patriots recover. It was Caleb on Chase on.
See ball, get ball, and that's the play we made.
Davidson with a block.
But I'm just happy to be around these group of guys, being able with a young quarterback that's MVP talent, MVP guy.
May got all the time wasted and the first down, shuts it down before a touchdown.
It's just a blessing to be out here. I'm thankful to be out here, be healthy, and just be around the boys for real, friend. Get a win on the road. Roll Warriors.
And it is game over.
The MVP chance at M&T Bank Stadium, not for Lamar Jackson.
Well, they couldn't be because he left the game in the second quarter with a back boo-boo, continuing his tough season. But your New England Patriots, despite the doubts of everybody on this show not named Dan Ball, Patriots win 28-24. You get yourself a comeback. You get yourself a marquee MVP moment. And before we get to anything else, Fitzy, I feel like I do owe the floor to one Dan Ball. So before we get underway on WEEI Afternoons, Dan Ball, as the lone person who picked the Patriots.
Good afternoon, Andy.
What would you like to say?
Well, look, I've been told by you for a long time that genius walks alone. I was also then told on Friday that idiots walk alone. And I'm not going to lie, as the Ravens scored back-to-back touchdowns and the Patriots defense struggled to contain Snoop Huntley, I was worried, but there's just a little bit of extra dog in the fight of this year's Patriots group that I'm not sure anybody thought they had coming from the back half of the Bills game into kind of the middle part of this game that we saw on Sunday. I'm fired up. The broken clock was right in getting the score right as well as the team. And fellas, I hope you all learned a lesson that it's time to back this year's Patriots team.
Fitzy, this year's Patriots team, a week ago we were questioning it because they fell on their face in the second half against the Bills and watched the reigning MVP do the Superman thing to beat them. And then this week we watched them do the Superman thing with Drake May, not his best game in the first three quarters, some turnovers, some questionable accuracy and plays, but with the game on the line, he made the plays, and you heard it. The MVP chants were there, and now Everything is in front of them. Everything is possible. They clinch a playoff spot. They're still focused on that division. The number one seed is in play because the Broncos lose to the Jags. It's all in front of us, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
It has fool's gold written all over it.
You will shut your mouth.
It has fool's gold written all over none of it now, Cameron Jarrell, because Drake May, in the face of the adversity that he himself brought upon the team and his young second-year season, answered the call last night. Yeah, he got beat by the guy that he wants to supplant as the king of the North in Josh Allen last week, or the king of the East. Whatever, it's still the North to me. And then he goes down 11 points in the fourth quarter. 0-13 prior to yesterday in terms of fourth quarter comebacks as an NFL starting quarterback. And just when it looked like Snoop Huntley, the discount Lamar, was going to find a way to send Pats fans home disappointed with a bucket of nothing under the tree, Drake says, hold my natty bow, and orchestrates a damn near Brady-like Super Bowl 49 fourth quarter-esque finale himself. 12 of 14, a buck 39, a touchdown, two spectacular drives, and the composure, and now you have to imagine confidence, that comes with finding a way to get the job done when the moment almost seemed too big for him. That right there, to me, was the final regular season test for Drake May in his sophomore season. And after flunking out last week, he passed with shining colors in Baltimore.
207 says we should just let Dan host today. Well, it's too late for that, but you know what I am going to do? I'm a guy. I will let Dan Ball host tomorrow. Because he picked the Patriots to win, Dan Ball can not only host tomorrow, he can host many of the shows over the next 2 weeks if he wants. That's how generous a guy I am. I'm going to give him the big chair tomorrow and most of the days over the next 2 weeks. So Dan Ball will get his druthers. We're going to get to some of the critiques because I didn't expect this. I thought we would be doing some real, you know, Victory Monday kind of ish here on WEEI Afternoons. And it's a Patriots Monday. So we'll talk to Marcus Jones, who had a key fumble recovery. And we will, that'll be at 3:30. And we will indeed talk to the quarterback of the Patriots, Drake May, in his MVP candidacy, will join us at some point over the next 4 hours, hopefully sooner rather than later. But Fitzy, we started talking about that, and all of a sudden guys are like, you're going to kill Vrabel for the fake punt? You're going to the defense? Like, there's all these like negative tweets, texts came in, and I'm like, whoa. We can get to the nitpicking, because there was a lot of nits to pick in this
game.
Who
said the game was perfect?
Nobody. But they like, why would we start with the negativity?
Oh, come on. Let's do it. Come on. That's what you guys do, Patriots media cartel. Friggin' negative Boston sports. I swear, if we came in and came after Vrabel and Jeremy Springer and Marte Mapu and the run defense and Gonzo early, and Drake May, actually, quite honestly, for his bad pick on the first drive and his fumble later in the game, it'd be easy. That's low-hanging fruit if we want to start that way, if that's what everyone wants. I can't imagine that's what people want, especially given the vibes right now throughout Pats Nation and considering that it's 3 days till Christmas. I mean, my God, aren't we supposed to be celebrating all the good things we have at this point?
And that would also mean I think we would have to do a redo of last Monday's show. Because last Monday's show, we started with the disappointment of the fourth quarter and Drake couldn't get a drive and the receivers couldn't get open and you couldn't stop Josh Allen. But if this is the way we do it and we sort of pick and choose and don't necessarily go by the scoreboard to start the show, then that last week we should go back and start with the positive. Well, they built a 24-7 lead. They were awesome in the first half. Like, I mean, come on. We finish with the scoreboard. We start where the score ended. And the score ended with your Patriots winning, your Patriots moving into a tie with the Broncos for the best record in the AFC, mm-hmm. your Patriots clinching a playoff spot, your Patriots getting back in the number one seed conversation. Like, that's where we're going to finish when Drake May has 380 yards and when Drake May is sliding to run the clock out at the end of the game and Ramondre Stevenson is scoring a touchdown that, did anybody think at the time, we didn't get to this last night, Fitzy, did you think Ramondre scored too quickly, that maybe he should have gone down at like the one-yard line and kill clock before you punch that in? Because that was my worry right up until Chaisson knocks the ball out of Zay Flowers and we were cut. And it's like, okay, no, it all works out. Nice
job,
boys.
Yeah, no, I didn't think he needed to pull like an Ahmad Bradshaw or something and like try to sit down on the goal or pull a Todd Gurley and go down at the two and give the team a chance to run some more clock. No, I thought you get a chance to score there, you bulldoze your way into that end zone, and then you tell that defense, hey, You guys, we did our part. We came back from the 2-score deficit you set up for us. Now go out there and finish the job. Show everybody that coffee is for closers and earn yourself a nice warm cup for the flight home.
And Drake May had a game for the ages. Even though I didn't necessarily know it at the time, we knew he had his first 300-yard passing performance. We knew he made the plays in the clutch to get his comeback victory. But did you know this, Fitzy, that Drake May in Baltimore had 30-plus completions, 70-plus percent completion percentage, 300 passing yards, 25 rushing yards, and a 10-point comeback in the fourth quarter, joining the list of, well, himself as the only person in the history of the NFL to have a game like that. These stat lines are getting out of control. The one-offs,
there's a new one every week.
Yes, it's kind of crazy because I thought Drake played well down the stretch. I don't think Drake would say that was his best game. I think when we talk to him, he'll probably acknowledge some of the missed throws, the turnovers, the fumble where he kind of was a little loose with the football, kind of holding it out for it to get punched out. But that's where we are. Drake May gets his name back in the MVP conversation. And the Patriots, I feel like over the final quarter of that game, changed the entire perception of them. I think we'll hear from Mr. Fool's Gold himself a little bit later, talking about how he feels about the Patriots. Because I think the same question we asked last Monday, Fitzy, is appropriate this Monday. How are you feeling about your New England Patriots? Last Monday, it was like, are you shook? Are you shaken? Are you concerned that they're not as good as their record says they are? A week later, how are you feeling about your New England Patriots? Do you think they are a Super Bowl contender? Is there anyone you wouldn't pick them to beat in the AFC? 617-779-7937. We're going to get to your phone calls early and often today. So, Fitzy, how do you feel about your New England Patriots after that performance last night?
They belong in the Super Bowl conversation with each and every other team, any other fan, any other analyst, any other host, anybody who likes NFL football wants to include in that conversation. You want to say it's the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chicago Bears, the Los Angeles Rams, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Duval, the Broncos maybe even. Okay, they all belong in the Super Bowl, like Super Bowl champion conversation now. Not just Super Bowl participant, Super Bowl champion conversation. There is no one single team better clearly than any other team in the NFL right now. None. Seahawks? Okay, fine. Lump them in there too. Also, this is all coming off of a weekend where somehow there were three games of the year in the same weekend. Some people thought it was Packers-Bears. It began Thursday night with the Rams at Seahawks. It culminates in the Patriots' epic comeback in Baltimore against the Ravens. Spectacular. They absolutely belong in the conversation conference-wide and league-wide.
So we're going to get to the turnovers. We're going to get to the crappy run defense. We're going to get to the injuries. The texters want it, so at some point we'll get to some of the negative aspects of this game. But beyond Drake May, we got to get to some of the positive aspects of this game. How about your wide receiver, Stephon Diggs? Fitzy, you think they're managing his incentives anymore? Because that seemed like a hell of a football game by the number one receiver in New England.
Oh, man, somebody must have gone rogue because I was told that Stephon Diggs wasn't getting the minutes that he needed on field, nor was he getting the reps because he wasn't supposed to be making his incentives. What happened? Was someone in the Christmas spirit last night in the front office?
Just write him a check.
Yeah, just go ahead. Just give him his extra 500. I do think he actually picked up an extra half mil last night, and good on him because he was a badass. He was a dog last night. He was a leader. You want to talk about the definition of a primetime player? That's Steph Diggs. His two biggest games, his two best games in a Patriots uniform this year, each of them on a Sunday night, each of them road wins, each of them with 9 catches, Mrs. Bueller, 9.
And that is the biggest takeaway for me in that I think the last 2 weeks you played essentially playoff football games, right? That was a tough spot last night in Baltimore against a desperate Ravens team. Now, I didn't know desperation would turn into stupidity because, hey, Jim Harbaugh, where's your best player? Oh, he's hurt. Where's your second best player? Oh, he's standing right next to me. Why? You want to talk to him? Because he's not playing right now, so he's free to do interviews because I'm not going to use him for the final 7 minutes of football. That's one of the worst coaching decisions I've ever seen. He's running right down the Patriots' throat on the previous drive.
He just scored. He absolutely bulldozed them on that drive. So why are you switching to Keaton Mitchell now?
Jim Harbaugh is one of the most over... John, too. They both are. One of the most overrated coaches in the history of the world.
John's way more overrated.
That's because Jim has turned into a 90-year-old grandmother. With those glasses and the way he talks post-game, he has turned into an old woman. He reminds me of Bernie Hart.
Okay, fine, but everywhere he goes, he wins. And year two Harbaugh, I said it before, I still predicted the Chargers would win the West. They have an outside shot now that the Broncos got absolutely kicked in the teeth by the Jaguars a mile high in the sky yesterday as well.
But with the Ravens stars either injured or sidelined themselves, the Patriots stars stood up. And you guys know I'm a believer. Stars win in the postseason in all sports. And your quarterback and your number one receiver in a playoff atmosphere were awesome with the game on the line. And that, to me, is a reason to say, of course they can win in January. Of course they can host whoever, host Houston, and win in January. Of course they can go to Denver. Because if Drake May is going to throw like that to Steph Diggs with the game on the line, that's championship caliber stuff. That's guys stepping up, stars stepping up in the moment. And that was on full display in what I thought was a playoff environment last night.
Yeah. How many, just real quick, for all the 207s, 413s, 401s, et cetera, that are texting in negative
area
thoughts or begging.
Codes.
Yeah, all the area codes that want us to be more critical of the Patriots and some of those god-awful plays from Sunday night in Baltimore. Quick question. How many road games have the Pats lost this season?
Carry the zero, move the zero.
Yeah, none.
Yeah.
None. Zero. Nada. Zilch. They are road warriors. Why would anybody possibly think? I don't care where they've been. I don't care who they beat and at what time of the day they beat them or where it was. They have been nothing short of awesome on the road overall, because all that matters, like you said, is the score that we celebrate and then later on debate here on the radio. The final score, Patriots had more points than their opponent for the seventh consecutive time this season. So everyone else, tuck it and shove it.
617-779-7937. As I said, we want to work your opinions in. How you feeling about your Patriots? What'd you think of that game last night? Are you fixating on the negative, the fact that Lamar wasn't out there with the game on the line, or Harbaugh didn't play Henry? Or are you going to fixate on the positive that your stars stood up and your star quarterback took it to the next level?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When he needed to. Let's start things off in Rhode Island with Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I've been listening for a while. Big time fan, so thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Just want to say, Fitzy, listening on Friday, Patriots Friday, you said you wanted Drake May to have a comeback in the fourth quarter to lament his MVP status. Well, looks like Santa delivered early for you. Got that. Was really happy to see that again. You guys, all the talk last week about Diggs kind of being underused, it was good to see him have a another nice primetime game, so he's Mr. Primetime. Just wanted to say that. And one last thing, Drake May is him, boys. Drake May is him. Super Bowl, we're coming for you. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
See, Andy, last night, if you were a Pats fan and you went into the game with a checklist of things that you would want to see, it would obviously begin with a win. But then it would also include Steph Diggs getting back to his featured role as number one receiver, emotional core, carrying the offense when they need him most. And then it would be Drake May facing the adversity of coming off defeat against the Bills, letting his team and his own self down, and then being able to come back in the face of a double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter, something he's never done as a pro. All those boxes got checked last night. Like, guys, if you don't just wake up and hit the nog early on Christmas Day because you already got all your gifts, I don't even know if you know how to holiday, Pats people.
And it wasn't just May. It wasn't just Diggs. Like, those are your stars, and they'll get the statistical attention for 380 passing. What?
I know which name you're going to mention next.
Well, there's a lot of them, but I got to tell you, I thought, you know, the two forced fumbles on defense were huge. Now, I think you thought I was going to go Mac Hollins because I think he was phenomenal.
Yes. He was awesome. He's a dude, man. He's a stud.
He's a guy I didn't want, and now I can't see this team without him. And that is a tremendous performance by him. 7 of 9. 9 targets, 7 catches, 69 yards. He was the go-to guy early when they're moving up and down the field. But defensively, you get the hit slash punch out from Carlton Davis and Hawkins on Derrick Henry early on when it looked like the Ravens might literally run away with it. Might just run the ball down your throat all night long, pick you apart, and roll to victory.
2.5 minutes to score that first touchdown.
It was way too easy. It was hot knife through butter. But then you get that turnover that kind of saves you from that early deficit that maybe you don't dig out of. And then the forced fumble later, chasing down Zay Flowers, who is showing a little bit of a knack for bad fumbles at bad times in key games for his football team. But our guy Marcus Jones recovers that fumble. So the defense wasn't good. I'm not going to defend the defense and saying you were good. The run defense was not good. You looked like you were down up front because you were down up front without Milton Williams, without Tonga, without Spillane and others. But you made the play. Like, you finally got a little bit of that bend but don't break or opportunistic defense that we've talked about. Special teams, we'll get to, because it was truly special, and I don't mean that in the good kind of way. We had one of those. I'm sure that fake punt looked good on the practice field and maybe even the whiteboard when you drew it up. Or
the virtual headset that someone, Mapu, wore when he, you know, practiced it last week at the stadium.
I'll tell you, in reality, it didn't look great, but we'll get to all of that stuff. This was just I've heard different words, gritty, gutsy, bounce back, like all the ways to describe this win. I know Vrabel told the team, make sure you pack your identity. And it's interesting as they're developing that identity. Can they come back? Can they be resilient? They did all of that. And that was the other thing, Fitzy. You know me. I start with the E word, entertainment. That was as entertaining a football game as we can ask for. It wasn't always good. If you liked the 07 Patriots that just went up like 21-0 and then dominated and rolled to like a 38-3 win, that was not last night. But if you liked edge of your seat, back and forth, and I'll turn it over, you turn it over, that type of football game, hard to find a better game than that last night.
And I also want to push back on the, oh, well, you know, they won without Lamar, so again, it doesn't count. Patriots, they get to coast. Patriots, you know, soft schedule, the puppy poo schedule, fool's gold. If I'm not mistaken, the Ravens had 10 points at the half, and then in the third quarter, the Ravens went on not one but two touchdown drives thanks to Snoop Huntley and Derrick Henry. So they had 24 points at the start of the fourth quarter. Like, they were cruising. Their offense looked fully functional to me. It was only through their own idiocy and terrible play calling, thanks to the accounting firm of Monken and Harbaugh Incorporated, that they decided to start doing things differently, which let the Pats right back into the game, straight through the door and into their end zone.
And it's so funny how that shoe can jump sidelines from one coach to another. Hey, McDaniels, how come you stopped running the ball? How come you do this? Hey, Monken, how come you stopped running the ball? Why is your not best player not in? Oh, you're drawing it up nicely. You're in your feels. You're spinning the dial. Those play callers, those offensive coordinators, you know, that can change quickly, whether you're the good one or the bad one in any given game, any given half. And that happened last night. But in the end, Patriots get the 28-24 victory. Key two-point conversion in there for Vrabel as they're coming back, which actually at the end makes it so the Ravens need a touchdown, not a field goal. There was a lot of back and forth, some game management, some time management, the old long kneel down where you back up 5 yards to kill a little clock to get the clock in your favor. 617-779-7937, breaking down a massive win for your New England Patriots on the road Sunday night football in Baltimore. MVP chance for Drake May that he earned with his fourth quarter performance. Reminder, we'll talk to Drake May later in the show, 3:30. We'll talk to Marcus Jones, all that and more up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.